yesterday morning at about six something to seven in the morning, a man was shot by the police on Stansted Road, the borders of Catford and Forest Hill, trying to be... Someone phoned, a member of the public called the police and said that there was a man trying to break into a car. So the police came along, and when they tried to talk to him, he pulled out a large knife. So they had to abandon the car, get away from him. They called an armed squad. They used a taser on him. It didn't work, so he was shot. Now, in the newspapers and in the press, some people have been saying that he was shot four times. But at the meeting tonight, the police are not releasing that information. They've not released it to anybody, so I don't see how the mass media can say that he was shot four times, because nobody knows yet. Maybe he was shot four times, but they've not released that information yet, so we can't go around saying that. And after the riots in Catford, it feels almost as if, are they waiting for another riot? Do they want another riot? Does it make good news? You know, it might make good story or copy for the newspapers and the radio, but it doesn't make good copy for us, the residents of this area. After the riots in August, you know, I've said before, Catford was devastated. It wasn't Lewisham. Catford's in the borough of Lewisham, but we're a town in Lewisham borough, and we were devastated. The shops were smashed up. You know, it was terrible. I told you know, if you look at my other blogs, you'll know that I was devastated by it. So I thought, I'm going to go along to this meeting tonight and find out what happened, because they were releasing the information. Anyway, I'm going to read what they've actually released. So the incident in Forest Hill. On Sunday, the 19th of February, police were called by members of the public to reports of a man attempting to break into a car on Elsinore Road, SC23. Local officers attended and attempted to approach the man, who then threatened him with a large bladed weapon. The police retreated and called for further units to assist, including firearms officers. The man then approached officers on Stansted Road, threatening them with the weapon. The firearms officers attended the scene, and both tasers and firearms were used, which resulted in the man receiving gunshot wounds. London Ambulance Service attended and took the man to hospital. The circumstances of this incident are now being fully investigated by Independent Police Complaints Commission. And it says here at the end, a 25-year-old man remains in a critical but stable condition in hospital. And the family liaison officers have been in contact with his family. And actually, at the meeting tonight, there were two independent investigators from the IPCC, Independent Police Complaints Commission, who are investigating it as well. So they're completely, they're nothing to do with the police. But one of the reasons I want to do this is because we just don't need outside agitators coming in to our area to riot and loot again and ruin us. You know, let's get the facts right. This is a nice little area. It might not be to other people that don't live in here, but we've got quite a strong community. We stick together.